In regards to the materials used in the presentations, this will be uploaded onto the web later on. And we'd like to take questions. Please raise your hand and wait for a microphone to reach you. Are there any questions? My name is Kikuchi of Deutsche Securities, and there are three questions that I have. First, in regard to Mr. Negi's presentation about the fourth quarter, it is anticipated that there will be an improvement in the fourth quarter. And Mr. Omikawa and Ms. Evachin have mentioned about this, but what specifically are you looking forward to in the fourth quarter? The guidance is tough for third quarter, but for the fourth quarter, why is it that you anticipate a recovery? That's the first question. In the fourth quarter, first of all, in Japan, there's going to be a new virus buster product. And in my presentation, I talked about this. We have long sales cycles, but the customers are not going away elsewhere. So we should be gaining more business there. And even if we're not able to get that business realized in the second or third quarter, we're looking forward to the fourth quarter. For the business market, you mentioned about longer sales cycles for the enterprise market, but there are also deals that could not be closed. Specifically, can you talk about numbers there? One difficulty we have there is that these are numbers from sales. But when it comes to the situation of last year and the next quarter, there are difficulties. We're looking at minus 6% or so on. But we're looking at what kind of difference we have from the outlook, but there's no large products. And for the larger projects, perhaps this will be realized in the fourth quarter, and there will also be the profits that will make a contribution. Thank you.
I'm sorry, about the larger deal, that usually our Europe market, the fourth quarter is the largest quarter, and usually that's why we say Q4, because you can see that our major focus area is on the enterprise products, like OfficeScan 10.5 or Deep Security, or this enterprise product. And fourth quarter is usually the larger quarter for enterprise market in U.S. and in EMEA.
Second, in regard to the consumer market, I'd like to confirm about each of the markets. First, a downward revision was made for the outlook because of the increased rebates in Japan. If rebates increase, then sales activities increase, so that you may not be see it, but the bookings are moving in a positive direction, so perhaps it's not a negative result. But structurally speaking, as rebates increase, is there the possibility that this is representing a larger portion? It seems like you're doing marketing efforts in the stores, and perhaps in the third quarter and fourth quarter as well, similar results may come about. I'm concerned about that. Can you talk about this? First of all, in regard to the rebates, the retail shops, as you know, there is a rebate system in place. And if we just look at the retail business, compared to the sales growth rates, the rebates are kept down, so that that's a healthy situation if we just look at the numbers. But structurally, I touched upon it, there are multi-year arrangements, and for multi-year arrangements, the sales may look good. But if you think about it, because of the lower price, if you have a regular new package, and they may renew every year, but if you have something new that has a three-year arrangement, you may buy that. So if you look into the details, then it may well be that what you thought was successful may have actually had a negative impact on the profit structure. And if we look at the consumer business as a whole, for the online business and so on, we have more negative results. And so in the consumer area, the use of marketing funds and the rebates have to be more thoroughly analyzed so that we can use this efficiency. Whether that will immediately have effect or not, or whether it may take 2 quarters or so before the actual results of such efforts are observed. As for for US and for Europe, in terms of bookings, in the US you're down, but Mr. Omikawa talked about a new arrangement with Best Buy and also with Office Depot, and also the efforts that are starting in Europe. As actual major results, when do you think you will be able to see something? And in regard to the new arrangement with Best Buy, what's the collaboration that you're referring to there? Are you talking about Best Buy in Europe? No, Best Buy in US.
It's Best Buy. Originally, Best Buy is selling Trimicro's package, but now the new arrangement is called S2 program with Best Buy. It's under their management services. So they were selling this as a subscription services. So you will see that the billing is by monthly, not selling a package through Best Buy. That's the new arrangement. And the transition with this arrangement, of course, showing that the total revenue coming from Best Buy every quarter compared with last year is decreasing. But it's because of it's changing to the monthly subscription.
And about Europe, in regard to the collaboration there, when do you expect to see results generated, and is it going to be quite a significant result that we can expect?
We have a big launch of we call it Titanium, the new version of Virus Buster, the cloud edition, and we did get a lot of good review from Europe. And this is our first time getting into the Europe, Dixon and Best Buy in Europe. So I think it's a new market for us. But unfortunately, Europe's macro economy is not the best right now. So I really cannot say how big, how good this launching will be. But anyway, in Europe, our consumer market share is very, very small. So any addition is going to be a growth for us.
The third and final question. Structurally, in the consumer market, it seems like it's going to get tough. But I thought that you would increase your market share a bit more so that the results would not be so negative, but it seems like the structural issues have been reflected in your financial results much more quickly than I thought. I'd like to ask about the possibilities of improvement there. It seems like it's difficult to imagine a quick recovery, but is there going to be a major change in the structure of this business? And if you have any thoughts there, I would like to hear about them. But if the pie is mature, and if it's a matter of taking share from each other so that the profit ratios go down, perhaps some factor can improve things. But if things are not going to be improved, then perhaps the business model itself needs to be changed so that you're not going to spend so much on marketing expenses, or perhaps be able to compete with lower prices, or some change in the business model. Are there possibilities there?
Yes.
So I would say the business model, if you're talking about just acquiring new customer and continue to go through this retail channel to acquire new customer, I think it needs to be changed. And actually, our major hope or change in the business model is to upsell non-antivirus products. Before, we all compete, 99% of our business is competing at antivirus product and selling through retail. But now, we have bigger install base, and we have new products such as data protection or file synchronization storage. We will be able to upsell to the existing customer base. I would say that would be a different business model compared with pure antivirus business.
Thank you.
Any other question? I'm Mariana from Nomura Securities. I have two questions. Question one, this is a detailed number, but the reason for downward revision was basically about half of the consumer, 300-400 million. But 4.4 billion was the actual, which is slightly higher than the previous quarter. So originally you were expecting this number to be high by 300-400 million yen, is that correct? Yes, that's how it turned out. But one word of notice. This is revenue after deferred revenue. So we get the gross number from the sales at the storefront. For example, if the gross is a 100, for example, we only see 1/3 of that as our number. And also we have to take the rebate into account, which is being paid. And the structure of the sales has changed, which is the biggest factor behind the downward revision. Storefront sales percentage was expected at a certain point, and if that changes, of course, the amount rebate paid will also change. Sales after deferred revenue calculation will also change based on this impact. I see. So I have additional question about this point. Mr. Omikawa talked about the consumer side sales marketing expenses may be too high. If you look at net revenue and promotion marketing, you're seeing deterioration on both sides. Is that correct? We didn't want to pay as much rebate as we did, but rebate has to be planned and signed before the quarter starts, so we cannot ask them to stop. So we just have to look at the result of the quarter and pay the rebate accordingly. So we have to do the analysis after the quarter closes and then try to reflect the change into the next quarter's rebate plan. For example, at the end of May, if we were not really expecting to have to change the rebate. Rebate doesn't impact the net revenue. It's subtracted from the revenue, so it is not included in the expenses. I see. Another question about the expenses. Competitors' profitability level or percentage is also deteriorating, but they start with a lower profitability, and I think Trend Micro is seeing the biggest dip in terms of profitability. And Mr. Omikawa talked about possible improvement, and do you think you can control this now, or do you think the situation is going to continue to be difficult? So we have projection for Q3 and also Q4. We don't think the profitability will improve much in the fourth quarter either. It it's true that our profitability is higher than the competitors, but if there is a discount, a competition, the impact will be more visible on our numbers than the competitors' numbers. And I believe that we are being pretty conservative. My point is, I think the competitors' profitability is much lower than how they're showing those numbers. If you look at the data properly, you will see that the profitability is much lower. We have no way of hiding things like that. So I think it's not just our profitability, our competitors' profitability is also dropping. So short-term regional revenue and deferred revenue, if we look at that, it looks like you are suffering the biggest dip in terms of profitability, but you are saying that you have solid plans to increase the sales or revenue in the future. Regarding profitability, what I said is true, and new customer acquisition does cost us a lot of money, and we don't expect a quick recovery in that case. So next year at the earliest. And differentiation will be the trigger. Differentiation in terms of new product or product in new area with a much higher profitability in terms of business. And this transition will not be completed within one or two quarters. So that is why I would say that profitability would not improve until next year. Thank you very much.
I'd like to comment about this profitability. I think antivirus industry, as everybody can see, the profitability overall is declining. It's a very simple math. Before antivirus industry, every one of us processing about 5,000 virus per year and give the update to customer every week, and we make about, in average, $40 per copy from per customer. Now, the price is about $20 per customer, and then we have to process about 8 million virus per year, and we give a patent update every 2 hours. So overall, antivirus industry's profitability is declining. That is just cannot be denied. But I think where we will see the improvement, it should be coming from the different business model, which is like virtualization, those new area that customer need protection, and you have differentiation of that. That is where the new profitability will increase. I think for Trend Micro, it's always our intention to control the profit margin and make sure that we get the best benefit from every dollar we spend. However, in this environment, I would say we don't want to just focus on the profit margin. If we just focus on profit margin, we will be able to say we shrink and we just control the profit margin. Then it's not the way to do business in a growth market. We do see that security market still will grow. It's just in a new area that will grow. And therefore, I would say I would rather focus more on growing the business and the overall profit growth rather than contain the profit margin.
Any other questions?
すいません。
My name is Miyauchi of Morgan Stanley Securities, and there are two questions. First is in regard to the explanation that Mr. Nagi is saying that probably there will not be any recovery this year. But then from next year onwards, when do you think there will be recovery? Or what are the conditions that are necessary for, especially in the enterprise business, to improve? Already, in Japan and also in the Western countries, corporate revenues are improving, but the security industry has not yet recovered. Is that because of a time lag, or are there other conditions at work? And are there other conditions that must be fulfilled for the enterprise market to see recovery? Well, as you say, when it comes to corporate revenues, I think that I've talked about it before, but the biggest issue is whether this recovery will continue or not. How positive will the corporations be in making investments? Now, our net sales haven't gone down that much. In 2009, there was also this slight down, if we exclude the FX factor. So capital expenditures have not changed, although the net sales may have recovered 50% compared to when they were down 50%. But there's also the situation of the weaker shipment of PCs. And there are countries with fiscal deficits. And there may be a considerable reduction in consumption because of a sense of insecurity. I think that that exists in among many of our companies, and they have to be more positive about investments before our sales recover and increase. It's become difficult to differentiate with existing products, but what about in new areas? There's the cloud, infrastructure, new technologies. And in order for investments there to be accelerated, there is a lack of confidence on part of the corporations right now. But next year, the consumption is not down that much now, so that there should be a greater contribution next year. But we can't expect much for the second half of this year. If that's the case, then to confirm, it may be that the world economy will not improve that greatly, in which case, next year, the market for the existing products will not improve that greatly, so that you have to seek growth from new products. Would that be correct? Yes, I see. The second question is in regard to the cloud. I'd like to confirm about the following. For example, in desktop virtualization, if we see more and more of this taking place, and in the consumer and the enterprise area, there is more data center operations that take place, it may be that you'll not be selling at $40 to each consumer. Rather, there could be a desktop virtualization center where at $10 or so, it's a tough situation with the ISP prices already, but when there's more centralized operations taking place, the unit price per consumer may go down. Do you feel that that is a great risk for you?
I think it's a great risk for the overall software industry. But in terms of Trimicro, I actually don't think it's such a big impact for us, purely because Trimicro on the endpoint, I mentioned about our endpoint market share wasn't that big worldwide. It's about 10% of the market share. And therefore, we have the opportunity to get, even though this 10% of that market for us was shrinking in the per unit price, we have opportunity to take that data center business from our competitor because of our differentiation, like virtualization, VDI solution. We are seeing that VDI solution in enterprise, especially in call center type of operation, financial industry, and big manufacturing type of industry is taking place. And I'm very confident that Trimicro solution for those VDI environment should be able to take shares from our competitor in the endpoint solution.
To add to that, as you say, for a cloud software service sales, there is the possibility that unit prices will go down. But then, for cloud, we will see more higher possibilities of commercial transactions, and if that becomes more efficient, the customers will be demanding discounts, but this will not be coming out of our wallets. We may see some decrease in one area, but then we'll have more efficiency in others, so that maybe a $40 price down to $10, but then we only get about $20 out of that $40. We're not getting everything. And so we believe that the burden for this will not be imposed entirely upon us.
Any other question? I'm Yamashita from Citigroup. Related question. Earlier you talked about data protection and deep security and different services. And I think you were talking mostly about enterprise. Service providers or premium players may actually use these services, I think. In which case, lower unit price would be better for you to expand the usage of these services. Dropbox, Evernote, Devo, these consumer-type cloud services should be better at lower unit price. I think you'd be more competitive. So do you have a plan of intentionally reducing the unit price? Especially if you want to capture the service provider market, maybe that's what you should do. What do you think?
If you're talking about in terms of the storage, right, online storage, Humio's product, actually Trend Micro, using our price model, going to be very unique, which is unlimited storage. Usually most of those Mozi or Dropbox, they are per gigabytes, right? And they have several range, like 5 giga, storage you have. Trend Micro was offering unlimited storage at a set price. One is easier to sell. Second, like you say, for customer, they feel it's smaller. It's a lower cost. However, because we were at the back end, our service was using the cloud computing technology, so shared storage. So our cost of offering that, we have confidence that we can contain that cost because of that cloud computing back end. That's why I think, yes, we follow your thinking that we have lower cost for customer for this type of storage services. Is that the question is why don't we use freemium model or?
No, not really. If you target the companies like the Evernote and Dropbox, the type of premium type of the companies can be the possible customers for you. And if it is the case that your pricing should be lower than the usual the package products, maybe rather than rather than because of the competition, but strategically you can take the kind of very low price competition against the other players.
On the consumer side, yes, we do offer low price, and we will upgrade them to the premium services. And for the small business, I think we have, or the business segment, we have differentiation because customers, those business customers want to make sure their data is secure and is deposited with some very creditable vendor, and therefore there is where we believe we can have higher price premium for those services.
まだちょっと補足の画面なんですけれども、我々買収したフミオまさしくですね、あの Dropbox みたい。
Humio, that the company that we acquired does a service like Dropbox. So why are people paying if some things are provided for free? Well, they start using the service for free, but it's so convenient they start paying. That's one type of customer. There's another type of customer who's just happy with a free volume. Free software market is very big. Even when free options provided, some people still go for charged option. So I think your question is about capturing the users with low price first and then upselling to them. That would be an option, But in that case, it's easier for us to do it in a region where we don't have market share, because if we try to do something like that in Japan, that would be considered as a discount to our existing users. In the era of our cloud computing, direct sales is the only possible way to provide something for free. And free software is now growing because of the internet. And with our cloud computing, the processing cost will become even cheaper. And we can save that cost and pass it on to the customers, and we are considering that possibility. So we want to study the free model in relation to Humio acquisition and try to plan what to do with it in the future. I have an additional question. I understand the comparison that you've just made, but I think it costs money to do branding for consumer segment. What about the providing services to companies like Evernote or Dropbox? Could they be your customers? According to our study, there is security concern of storage. For example, you might be using Dropbox. How secure is Dropbox? If it's free service, security is not really demanded strongly by those users. But file synchronization is a functionality that SMEs would want to use, but they want to use security as well. So rather than having to use two different companies, it's better to use one company that can do both. And we also analyzed the Dropbox business, and we can do something like that using the back-end system, and we will be providing some form of service in Japan as well. So we don't need to separate the two things there. It can be one thing.
If you're talking about Dropbox, this type of company, a Stray Micro's customer, we provide service to them. I think there's possibility there, but right now it's not through this type of Dropbox company, but through the ISPs or those service providers. They want to provide this type of services, and Trend Micro become their backend to provide that services. We already have some cases is talking through the ISP or even the government institute want to provide this type of data storage for their people.
Are
there any other questions? I'm always asked this question, but if you just look at the antivirus market, previously it's been talked that it's a mature market, and I asked whether it's possible that there won't be no further growth, and we talk today about the fact that unit prices may go down, and so it seems like if it's just antivirus, and net sales would be difficult to increase, and there are acquisition costs, so the profits are going to go down. And since we see this situation, are we really in such a phase? That's my first question. Next, in the consumer market, the main point for the products would be antivirus, and so it may be difficult to secure profits in the consumer market of the future. That's my second question. And the third question is in regard to the product explanation. There was mention about endpoint and cloud, but your strength was in the servers. But when it sales there, what's the trend for servers? Previously, there had been more breakdown that had been disclosed, but recently we don't see that. So what's the situation there? So there's growth in the endpoint, but is it possible that you will not see much growth in servers? And finally, this has already come about, but for iPads, iPhone, and smartphones, there are new products that are coming about, and your sales in that area is not that great currently, but perhaps there are business opportunities, perhaps in the near future. There are going to be more and more smartphones appearing in the Japanese market this year. So we'd like to ask about the strategy you have there. For the antivirus, we think that broader areas, the anti-malware market, and in the developed markets, it's going to be difficult to expect much growth there. So where is going to be the growth? We believe it will be still a lot of growth that can be anticipated for the developing markets. So there are still markets that we can target. And is it going to be completely free software? Where? Free software can't offer services like we can. And so there will still be a market for paid products. And like new technologies, even if there's a 30% increase in Windows sales in China, you cannot see the results if the European market goes down by 5%. Next is the consumer market. As previously explained, there is differentiation at the product level, and as Eva has mentioned, for existing users, perhaps additional sales can be realized. 20% of sales in Japan are for white boxes, so if there's some customers that are willing to pay for value-added elements at higher prices, for example, file synchronization, a customer may have several terminals, and the synchronization function is required, or backup functions and encryption functions, and so these kind of functions could be added to secure our profits, so that on a net increase basis, even if the number of customers do not increase, we could still have increases. And in regard to the revenues, it's still difficult to differentiate by talking about which particular product it is for the sweet products. About 90% was for mail server related area, but now it's more web servers. So the mail servers have gone down, and the mailbox itself is being outsourced. And IBM and HP are getting that business, so that the mail server market itself is going down, and it's necessary for us to focus on the web server area. So it doesn't mean that the gateway has entirely disappeared, but rather there's a change in the mail gateway area as opposed to the web gateway area. And as for the endpoint, well, ultimately when it comes to cloud computing, it's either the endpoint or the cloud. Everything in between will be eliminated, and so therefore in virtualization or cloud security, and also on the terminal side, identity-based security has to be secured. And it'll be difficult to get the identity secured unless you understand the situation of the endpoints. And also in regard to the iPhones and iPads, I don't think that there have been any sales in that area, but we do have applications in that area which can be downloaded from the App Store. No one is providing paid products in this area. Limited function products are appearing here, but as smartphones gain wider penetration, then there'll be smartphones used in the enterprise market, and more usage of terminals like the iPad will increase, and as an extension of the netbook, there are going to be security needs coming up there. But currently for the iPhone and iPad, for sales, we have not achieved any sales there, although we have products for that market.
I'd like to comment about the profit model, because in our business, it's very obvious that the profit mainly comes from the reason antivirus profit is higher is because we have very high renewal rate, customers renewal. So there is a stage then when you need to acquire a new customer, your profit margin goes down. But once your customer base is broader and your business rely more on renewal, then your profit margin increase. So I think that is what I want to comment. And how do we keep that renewal business and also increase every time when there's a renewal opportunity, increase the per renewal customer's revenue. That's our strategy of upselling to the existing customer. That is how we will improve our profitability going forward. And on the last question you have about mobile security, I think that is also where I say we are investing, because right now, Trend Micro, actually we have Android platform security. We have iPad, iPhone security all on this platform. Right now, customer will not pay for it because they haven't seen the threats going there. But we are putting the effort both on R&D and also some of it on the placement fee to put all this trial version on these mobile devices. And if there's a threat and customers starting to willing to pay, we are there to collect those renewal or subscription business. So that those are the area that Trend Micro will not forgo the opportunity for growth.
Any other question? If not, thank you very much for staying until the end of a very long session. And this concludes the presentation for 2010 second quarter performance. Thank you very much for joining us despite your very busy schedule.